CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Le top pour les top stories. Bonjour, Kelly Eben.
Good morning, Steve. The top stories. 10 bills, including one on settlement and local taxation, are under review at the National Assembly during the ongoing November parliamentary session for the 2024 legislative year. In sports, Cameroon's Indomitable Lions drew with Namibia's Brave Warriors in their Day 5 match for the 2025 AFCON qualifiers, maintaining their lead at the top of Group J. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. 10 bills from the executive deemed admissible by the chairman's conference have been communicated to members of the National Assembly during a plenary sitting chaired by the senior deputy speaker, Honorable Hilarion Eton. Among the proposed bills are the Settlement Bill of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2023 financial year, a bill on local taxation, and another to organize the civil registration system in Cameroon. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batita Toekwe now highlights the essence of these three bills put at the disposal of the MPs.
The Settlement Bill of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2023 financial year assesses the effective implementation of the budget, which stood at 6,662.5 billion CFA francs. It was implemented within a context characterized by several factors, including geo-economic fragmentation caused by ongoing armed conflicts, tighter monetary policies, and extreme weather events at a global level. Domestically, economic activity vitality was witnessed despite inflationary pressures and input supply challenges. Real GDP growth was estimated at 3.9%, an increase of 0.3% compared with 2022. This growth was driven by the performance of the non-oil sector. The bill on local taxation seeks to reform the current legal framework of December 2009, a significant number of whose provisions are considered obsolete. It also aims at strengthening the financial autonomy of regional and local authorities so as to better meet the requirements of the Code of Regional and Local Authorities. The successful completion of this reform will enable tax administrations and local authorities to pool their organizational and procedural efforts. It would also broaden the tax base and diversify sustainable funding sources of local communities. Another draft law put before Parliament today for consideration is that to organize the civil registration system in Cameroon, addressing the gaps and flaws of the June 1981 ordinance, specifically dealing with the declaration and registration of vital events. The process of drawing up civil status certificates, judicial declaration procedures, among others. These proposed bills, including seven others, will be scrutinized at the level of general committees and then debated upon by the entire House in the days ahead.
Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batita Toekwe in that report. Members of the Cultural Affairs Committee of the National Assembly, headed by Honorable Divu Aisa, will this afternoon begin scrutinizing the bill relating to the organization and practice of traditional medicine in Cameroon, tabled yesterday in plenary. The bill will be defended by the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manaunda Malashi. Following her working visits to Marwa in the Far North region, the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kichakutes, is currently on a two-day working visit to Garwa in the North region of Cameroon to inaugurate some newly constructed facilities under the C2D Regional Capital Program worth 30 billion CFA francs and funded by the French Development Agency. During the inauguration of the eco-friendly Parc Boissy and over 70 commercial stands at the Yelwa Main Market, Minister Celestine Kichakutes urged the population to make a judicious use of these infrastructures. She was speaking in the presence of the French ambassador to Cameroon, Thierry Marchand, North Governor Jean Abateidi, and the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Minister Gabriel Bairobi. Minister Celestine Kichakutes is also expected to inaugurate this Thursday other facilities in that part of the country, as you tell us, Maimun Andrea.
A little before 2 p.m. this Wednesday, the Minister of Housing and Urban Development was welcomed by the Governor of the North Region, the City Mayor of Garua, Dende community in Garua, and a big delegation sent by the Lamido, amongst other people. With a lot of enthusiasm, the population has acclaimed the structural changes effected thanks to the C2D Regional Capital Program funded by the French Development Agency. Amongst them, we have the eco-friendly space known as Parc Boisé of Garoua, which offers a conducive atmosphere for sports, entertainment, and quality family outings. While inaugurating the park, Minister Celestine Kechakoutès enjoined the population to make adequate use of the facility, which projects an alluring and modern facet of the city of Garoua. This Thursday, the minister, alongside the French ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Thierry Marchand, will inaugurate some newly constructed shops at the Yelwa market, which is expected to contribute in checking urban disorder and the anarchical use of commercial spaces. The second lap of the minister's visit in Garoua will take her to some renovated sites and the Garoua Mosque this Thursday. Maimouna Njoya, reporting from Garoua for CRTV News.
Back in Yaoundé, the Minister of Social Affairs, Mrs. Pauline Irengene, will preside over the official ceremony to launch and present the Child Protection Cases Management Information System in Cameroon today at 10 a.m. at the Jiga Palace Hotel in Yaoundé. The aim of this meeting is to sensitize the national and international community about the effective deployment of the CPIMS Plus, a tool for collecting and protecting data on the management of child protection cases in Cameroon. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Futu, will preside over the presentation of the upgraded biometric youth card and digital platform as from 10 a.m. at the amphitheatre of the Ministry of Economy, Planning and Regional Development. The event will feature a showcase of the new functionalities of the biometric youth card alongside a revised version of the digital platform for the National Youth Observatory. These upgrades aim to enhance accessibility and provide improved digital resources to support youth engagement in development initiatives. The Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, PCC, opens the polls next week, Monday, November the 18th, for the election of a new moderator and synod clerk. This was officially revealed in a press briefing organized by the National Communication Office of the PCC to explain the electoral process. More with Bridget Ndiepa-Sambiwan of CRTV Southwest in Buya.
Coming on the wake of the Synod of Blessed Assurance, which will end with the election of a new moderator and synod clerk of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, the press briefing aims to educate Christians of the PCC and the entire public. The Reverend Ajime Nelson, secretary to PCC moderator and secretary of the scholarship board, highlights on the electoral process.
At the level of the synod committee, there will be 59 persons who will nominate from the three shortlisted for the office of the moderator and the three shortlisted for the office of the synod clerk. These 59 will nominate two for the office of the moderator, two for the office of the synod clerk. And this will be presented to the synod meeting, during which one will be elected for the office of the moderator and one elected from the office of the synod clerk.
According to the PCC constitution, both the clergy and laity take part in the election of the church's hierarchy. The Reverend Ajime Nelson attests.
We'll be having chairpersons and synod representatives from the various presbyteries and one clergy, the presbyterial secretary. We also have heads of departments who are laity.
Being an inclusive church, the over 2 million Christians of the PCC are expected to pray for the electorate to select whoever God appoints and anoints to be moderator and synod clerk of the church. Boya, Bridget, Ndiep, Assam, Mbiwan, CRTV.
And we end with this note in sports. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and the Brave Warriors of Namibia separated on a draw in Johannesburg, South Africa, in their fifth match of the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers, holding on to their lead in Group J. Despite the missed opportunity for a win, Team Cameroon showed resilience and strong character. They now have a chance to finish top of the group with a victory against Zimbabwe next Tuesday, November the 19th, at the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. And that was the 6:30 a.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. Le Matinée de la CRTV is up next.